Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature Motown artists who had a top 40 hit after they left the Motown record label. This half hour, we'll hear from the Isley Brothers, the Supremes, the Marvelettes, Marvin Gaye, the Jackson 5, the Four Tops, and the Spinners. Well, first up this half hour, the Isley Brothers on the T-Neck record label and Fight the Power right here on Motown.
Take Memories with Tom Fallon.
Girls, have you got the kind of man everyone looks up to? Well, if you don't, listen, I'll tell you what to do. Get your man, take him by the hand and bring him here to me. And I'm going to tell you about equal opportunity. There was a time when the world was fickle, and it may have been hard to succeed. But times have changed now, and school and training is all you really need. It doesn't matter who you may be. Everyone's equal with the same opportunity. Yes, things are changing for the better. Things are changing for the better.
Now is the time for you to better yourself.
Ooh. Life's got problems, but you can.
Changing.
Just waiting to be found.
Things are changing.
They won't come to you. Oh no, you gotta go out and look around. Your race or color won't stand in your way. Don't wait for tomorrow. Today's your day. Oh, things are changing for the better.
I on.
A Motown memory from the Marvelettes, Here I Am Baby. And reached number 44 in the United States pop charts and number 15 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1968. And before that, the Supremes with a song called Things Are Changing. That was a public service announcement record recorded in 1965. And it was produced by Phil Spector and is released as a promotional single by the Advertising Council's Equal Opportunities Campaign. And we started with the Isley Brothers, recorded on the Teaneck record label, reaching number 4 in 1975, Fight the Power. They had 80 rhythm and blues hits altogether during their career. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. Well, so far we've heard from four artists this hour. Here comes the fifth with Marvin Gaye's only top 40 song after he left Motown, and the song is called Sexual Healing. Well, Sexual Healing is a 1982 song that was recorded by Marvin Gaye on the Columbia record label, and as mentioned, it was his first single since his exit from his long-term record label Motown earlier in that year, following the release of his album called In My Lifetime. It is listed at number 233 on the Rolling Stone magazine list of the top 500 greatest songs of all time. Well, a little more background on the song. In the winter of 1981, Marvin Gaye had relocated to Belgium following the end of a European tour, as he had financial difficulties with the Internal Revenue Service of the United States, and the end of his second marriage was forthcoming. Well, while in Belgium, Marvin began to curb his drug use and recover from his depression as he partaked in Belgium's beautiful beaches. He also began cutting ties with his long-term record label Motown, following the release of the album In My Lifetime, because it was an album that Marvin thought was not finished yet. He declared that he would never record with the label ever again after he accused Motown of betraying his creativity. Well, here is Marvin Gaye and Sexual Healing right here on Motown Memories.
I won't set you
with our memories with Tom Fallon.
Dancing until the music stops now. Yeah.
Jackson 5 featuring Michael Jackson and Dancing Machine, and then reached number 2 in the United States pop charts in 1974, and we started with Marvin Gaye and Sexual Healing, number 3 in the United States pop charts from 1982 on the Columbia record label. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. Well, we've heard from 5 artists so far on this hour. Here comes the 6th with Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got, right here on Motown Memories.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Every day the sun comes up around her. She can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see.
Ooh. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Oh no, it don't come better.
Make her happy, doesn't take a lot.
She don't mess with things, no damn rings.
So together like a hand in glove,
like wages in a letter.
Ain't no woman like the one I love.
Spinners with We'll Have It Made, and they reached number 20 on the Billboard Blues charts of 1971. It was their last Motown 45 before they moved to the Atlantic record label, and that song was both written and produced by Stevie Wonder. And we started with the Four Tops, Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got, number 4 on the pop charts of 1973, recorded on the Dunhill ABC record label. Well, this hour, we featured 6 Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.